Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I just thank you for all that you are doing. Thank you, Lord, for blessing our families. Thank you, Lord, for the Word. Thank you, Lord, that you are able to deliver us out of the hand of the enemy, Lord. And we rely on you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for just covering us with your precious blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Let's look at Luke. We were still talking about evidence. Let's look at the book of Luke, chapter 14, and we're going to begin reading at verse 27. And it says, "And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it, lest haply, or perhaps after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish." And so I want to talk a little bit today about pursuits. We were talking yesterday about decision making, and we discussed a little bit about people. We know people by their fruit. And so that's how we are to judge, by their fruit, by watching them, by watching what they do and what they say, and lining that up with the Word of God and what your belief system is. And does it line up? Is it what you desire for your life and what God would have for you? If it is, okay. Keep going down that road. And if it's not, be willing to sever it. Because it's talking about here in verse 27, whosoever doth not bear his cross, bear his sacrifice, deny himself for what is good for you. Meaning what God would want for you. Deny yourself, take up your cross and follow him. Because who doesn't sit down and count up the cost? What is it going to cost me for a particular pursuit? I want to go after something. I desire to have something for my life. What is that going to cost me? Practical things. I want to go back to school. What is that going to cost me? Is that going to cost me time with family? Is it going to cost me late nights? It's going to cost me money. Is this something good I want to get a degree in? Is this something that would glorify God in my pursuit? I'm doing something good with my time and it's going to progress my career and things like that. Okay, sounds good. Just count up the costs. But is the pursuit something that is going to be in your best interest concerning salvation and glorifying God? Now, if you wanted to go and get a degree in beer making, that may not glorify God. Even though there's plenty of people that drink, but is that something that you want to do in excess of that contributes to alcoholism? It's things like that. You are offered a job, but it's a job at a casino. You're going to manage a whole floor and you're going to get paid more money, and somebody just approached you with this job. As a believer, would you want to get a job at a casino? You are, say another example. You get saved, but your job was in a strip club. And then you get saved. Should you keep the job at the strip club? No. The thing about it is that you got to count up the cost. It costs something to follow Christ. And that's what it is, taking up your cross and following him. It is denying yourself. The verse above that is 26. If any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and wife and children and brethren and sister, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. God is not saying there, Jesus is not saying there, hate as in an emotional hate. He is saying that, are you willing to sacrifice these things for the gospel, for my sake, for your relationship with me? Or are you going to let those relationships trump what you would need to do for your own salvation and for your life, for your eternal life? That's counting up the cost. So as far as decision making, you got to put things in perspective, write them down, the pros and cons. Ask God, is this what you will want me to do? If you do not have clear interpretation of what you need to do, just begin to walk a little bit. Begin to start make some plans. Begin to start doing some research and let God guide you. Let him order your steps. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he will add everything else to you. And so seek him first. You're loving him. You're after God. Now all of a sudden you say, you know what? I want to move to North Carolina for this intern program for the medical device company that I've researched, and they're going to give me a job. Is this what I should do? Lord, I'm going to begin to make these moves. I think it'll be good for my career. I counted up all the costs. Let me pursue it and see how it goes. But you got to count up the cost, because everything is a sacrifice. Following God is a sacrifice. Going back to school is a sacrifice. Getting a promotion is going to be a sacrifice. Going into ministry is a sacrifice, because these things cost time and effort, and you got to strip certain things away that you may not be able to do. And so you want to count up the cost. And so when it comes to decision making, just think it through. Don't get bogged down, immediately go from A to Z and think that's going to cost $100,000. I can't do it. Forget it. Start to walk out the baby steps. Maybe at first it's $1,000 that you need to invest. And then you go further and walk little steps, little steps, little steps. A lot of times we don't do it. We get afraid of the big, huge picture, and it causes us to be frozen. And then we don't do anything. And then you know what we do? We look for signs. If God wanted me to do this particular thing, he would just give me the sign. No, not exactly. He's giving you other things. Look for the truth. Do your research. Seek godly counsel. Like I said yesterday, prayer, godly counsel, count up the cost, and take some courage and move forward. Don't get stuck. There's a big world out there, and life is short. Go ahead and do some things for the Lord, and do some things that you believe would enhance your life and glorify God. As long as it doesn't go against your belief system or the principles in which the Bible is founded on, then go for it and see what happens. Put yourself out there. Begin to talk to people. Begin to pursue it. Begin to investigate it. Invest in it. Don't get scared. Oh, this is going to take me 5 years. That's okay. What are you going to be doing in 5 years anyway? Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and go forward with it. But base it on evidence and facts. Do your research. Amen. You got to count up the cost. God wants beautiful things for our life. He wants us to pursue great things that is going to glorify him. Everybody is not in the ministry. Some people glorify God by being a doctor, being a lawyer, being a teacher, being a mother, being a father, being a social worker, being a sanitation worker. Whatever you do it to the glory of God. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Join me tomorrow on The Word and Me. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.